Hey folks, how's it going? You got attuned to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. My name's Jasper. The show's called Listening Party. Thanks for joining me. It's been a while since I've done a show. It's good to be back. Got some great music for you, some great local stuff. It's nice to be talking about music. I hope everybody's doing well. I hope everyone's staying sane. Everyone's maintaining. Beautiful day outside. Some wildflowers everywhere. Anyways, first tune I have for you is from a local artist that I've been a fan of for a long time. It's a man named Ryan Gardner. Ryan spelled R-I-U-N. And I came across Ryan years and years and years and years and years ago. I think I saw him playing at the Cult or something like that. And he had this song that I really dug called, I don't even know what it was called. But it was all about like a person, it was like a sort of a death ballad or something. And I'm recalling this all from memory, so it might not even be that accurate. But I just remember it was about like a person walking through snow. And then, like, getting trapped in the snow and, like, breaking their leg and then lamenting that, like, they were going to die there in the snow. It was called Can't Go Out Like This or something like that. And, the chorus was just, Can't Go Out Like This. Anyways, Ryan, if you're listening, I don't know if you ever released that song or recorded or whatever, but please send it to me because I always liked it. Ryan is... a great songwriter who has been spending a lot of his time lately acting and doing film stuff, but has returned or is returning to the music game with an EP called All We Know and All We Forget. It's coming out June 19th, and the first single has been released, and I love it. It's got this great, loose beauty to it that I really dig. This one's called Trouble.
If this is meant to be, wouldn't you want to start it right? Don't we owe it to ourselves to give it some time? I'm purely waiting for a sign. How do our hearts look different? If mine was held up to the light, you'd see where it was broken. I know I said you trouble, but the trouble was me. I know I said you trouble, but the trouble was me. Now I'm left here just checking my phone all night. I know you said this was done, but you're still on my mind. I'm purely waiting for a sign. How do our hearts look different? If mine was held up to the light, you'd see where it was broken. I know I said you were trouble, but the trouble was me. I know I said you were trouble, but the trouble was me. I love the way you look to me when you said that I'm your everything. What can I do to save us? What did I do? I never should have let us break up. What can I do? What can I do? I know I said you were trouble, but the trouble was me. I know I said you were trouble, but the trouble was me. I know I said you trouble, but me. I know I said you were trouble, but the trouble was me. I know I said you were trouble, but the trouble was me. If this is meant to be, wouldn't you want to start it right?
Fun song, hey? That's it's a tune called Our Hands. That's called Loontown, and this is a record called Exit Strategy. It just came out. They're from Whitehorse, which is cool. This record has lots of sort of fun, moody moments on it. I know that doesn't really sound congruent with those two things, moody and fun. The sort of oscillate between moody and fun is probably what I should say. Do check that record out. Exit Strategy by Loontown. Before that, you heard Ryan Gardner, the lead single Trouble from his upcoming EP, All We Know and All We Forget. Okay, an artist, an album I'm really excited about coming up next. Austra has just released their new record. I think you pronounce it How Are You Doing? It's as in like kind of a, like how are you doing, but it's all spelled one word, H-I-R-U-D-I-N. How are you doing? I could be totally off. Maybe that's like it, there's no intention of sort of asking someone how they're doing. Doesn't matter. The record is outstanding. There's so much. There's such a great, so many great vocal performances on this album. Such great synthesizer work. Great melodies. Just all around, really compelling and creative. I've already played a few singles from this record on this show as they were coming out, and now I've heard the whole thing. We're going to hear a song called All I Wanted.
It doesn't matter what you say to me, 'cause I'm leaving tomorrow. It doesn't matter if you're sorry now, 'cause I'm leaving tomorrow. You fucked it up, what you did to me.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
To prevent the spread of coronavirus 2019, or COVID-19, social distancing and self-isolation measures have been recommended. Here are some tips for managing your mental health while working from home, in self-isolation, quarantined, having to be home due to loss of employment, or just having to be home more than usual, according to @counselingforallseasons on Instagram. try to create a structure or routine for your day. Structure helps us feel a sense of normalcy and control, and this is especially important during a time with a lot of unknowns. Routines do not have to be about productivity. Take a nap, go for a walk, or read a book. Remember to have regular meals and hydrate. This can add to a regular routine, and both of these can contribute to mood changes. If it's possible, get outside. If it's possible, get outside or open your windows. Fresh air and natural light can be beneficial to mental health. Don't be afraid to go outside. Just make sure you're observing basic social distancing. Stick to a sleep routine. Both lack of sleep and excess sleep can increase anxiety and depression. Keep up with personal hygiene and chores. Skipping personal hygiene routines can affect our moods, so try to shower, etc., even though you're not going out. Keeping your space tidy and clean can help with mental health, but it'll also contribute to preventing the spread of COVID-19. It's two birds, one stone. Remember to connect with loved ones. We might not be able to see people face to face, but that doesn't mean that those relationships are any less meaningful or important. Connection is vital to our mental health, especially in times that can feel full of despair.
All right, I'm gonna do it raw. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. Montreal? What the
f***? It's a script.
I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a f***ing elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR Production Department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
That's one of my favorite PSAs of all time. Hey, folks, you are back on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Jasper. I'm broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. I hope you caught that last tune I played, Austra, from their outstanding new record, How Are You Doing? I think I'm saying that right. It's called All I Wanted. Just such one of my favorite vocalists in Canada, let's say. One of my favorite vocalists around right now. Beautiful album. I got a fun one for you from Burlington, Vermont, which is a place I've actually been to, which is crazy. Not a big city, home of Senator Bernie Sanders. I was there during the 2016 primary and got myself a Bernie Sanders t-shirt, which is probably my favorite t-shirt of all time. It's so full of holes now. I've worn it so many times. Beautiful place. I got to visit this little college. You don't need to hear about it. It's not actually that interesting of a story, and it's too long to tell right now. Anyways, band's called Bleach Day. This tune's called BB's in the Grass.
Thank you.
really like that tune. Really love the gauzy, dreamy tonal palette. Love the piano playing. Just a great tune. Reminds me of, I don't know what it reminds me of. Anyways, that's Bleach Day, and they hail from Burlington, Vermont. Record is called As If Always. If you're interested in hearing more, got a new local duo for you up next from Vancouver. They're called the Aubreys, and they just released a short collection of tunes called Soda and Pie. It reminded me a lot of like early Tokyo Police Club, really sort of scrappy, low-ish fi, like, I don't know, rock and roll. Check it out.
Yeah.
That, what you just heard, was the golden age of wrestling. A song called Nevada from an upcoming record called Tombstone Piledriver. Now, for those who don't know, that is the new side project of Devours, who is no stranger to CITR. I've had the pleasure of perusing the entire record, the entire forthcoming record, and it's so great. It's so creative. There's just so many wonderful sounds and moments on this record. It's largely sort of instrumental, sample-based stuff. You definitely do hear, you know, there are a lot of vocal elements to this record, but it's really like a collage-y, sample-y, structureless sort of experience that I just loved. I was just clicking through it. I've added a lot of Lowe's tunes to our Ghost mix, so you'll be hearing the golden age of wrestling all over CITR in the near future. And for those of you who are looking for something to do tonight at 6 p.m., head over to CITR's Instagram, where we have iteration number 3 of our bite-sized concert series featuring none other than Devours. Devours is taking over our Instagram at 6 p.m. tonight, and he's going to do a set for us. So I'm really excited to see what he's going to do, you know, make some popcorn, make some dinner, have a beer, hang out with Devours, comment, you know, wave at him with a little emoji hand while he's doing his thing. We would all appreciate it. Okay, so, man, I got a lot of local stuff on this show. This show is mostly local, which is very cool. You know, and it's been great because a lot of local artists have been releasing music lately, despite all of this, you know, social distancing madness that we find ourselves in. And I'm really happy to see that. I was really worried that, like, that it would, you know, people would put pause on everything or postpone everything. I mean, I know that, like, economically speaking, we've had to do that, but creatively and artistically, a lot of folks have not, and it's great to see. So, speaking of a local artist who has not done this, Apollo Ghosts put out a sprawling cover album of Vancouver and BC artists exclusively, and it's awesome. I think there's like over 20 songs on this record, no joke. And I was just looking at the Bandcamp now, and it appears to be off the web, so I don't know what's going on. Maybe there was like some kind of copyright situation happening. I know that is a thing. So luckily, I downloaded the whole thing before it was taken down. So hopefully it comes back. You know, we've got it, and I put a lot of the songs on rotation. So you can tune into CITR and hear some of this stuff. But for the time being, it's not really streamable from what I can tell. So the song I've got for you is an old New Pornographers tune. Called Streets of Fire. It's a Destroyer, the Dan Behar song, obviously one of the main contributors to New Pornographers, from Twin Cinema. You know, I might be dating myself by even bringing this album up, but like I remember buying Twin Cinema on compact disc at Future Shop on Broadway. Like I remember, it's so weird. You know how there's some experiences that you just remember so vividly. For some reason, I just remember buying Twin Cinema from Future Shop, like on a weekday evening, when I was like, I don't know, young teenager, because that's how old I am. I was a teenager when Twin Cinema came out, and I remember listening to it, listening to, you know, AC Newman and Nico Case and Behar, just loving the energy of this record. There's so many good songs on this album. I was revisiting it after Apollo Ghosts put this record out and reminded me of it. And they covered one of my favorite, perhaps my favorite song from this old New Pornographers record. So this one's called Streets of Fire.
Come on, come out of the rain. You're not impressed, you're just so learned. Took the book, I lit the page. Your sabbatical is burning. Sweet, 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 sweet fires in the street. Let's sully every stage. Lick my lips and twist my hips, Contessa. Choose to lose my skin in the dirt. This whiskey priest, he burned the church to keep his girls alive. Sweet, 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 sweet fires in the street. Let's sully every stage. Lick my lips and twist my hips, a Contessa. Sweet, 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 sweet fires in the street. Let's sully every stage. Lick my lips and twist my hips, Contessa.
Such a sweet song. I don't know if you could hear the like birds chirping in the back. So great. I'm looking at the track list now because it's not up right now. But like, I mean, Adrian covers What and Destroyer, Woolworm, OK Vancouver, Gal Grayson, Non Law, Jock Tears, Jay Arner, Shitlord Fuckerman, Pale Red. Like everybody's here. Tough Age, Tommy Tone, Veda Hille, Rose Melbourne. Nice Apple, Lightning Dust. Oh my God, need I go on? Must I go on? You know what? Maybe I'm going to do another. Let's do another one from the record because all the songs are super quick. And like for some reason, the record's not up. So let's do the Gal Grayson. This is this is God's Country Fantasy Gardens by Gal Grayson came out late last year. One of my favorite albums of the year. And actually, I'm mistaken. God's Country is not from this record. It is from a previous Gal Grayson record. It's a beautiful song, and I'm associating it with Fantasy Gardens because Gal came in and he did a session here at CITR and he played this song. So this is a deep cut from Gal Grayson called God's Country, and it's by Apollo Ghosts.
Is over. The mob stormed the bow as you step out from the plaza. You're in God's country now. The highways are empty, the shore box at the moon. The lost boys are drawn into the fluorescent room. It falls on the mountain, the arc lights below. If it goes on forever, then there's nowhere to go. White roses wilted, old paint comes around. The face that you wanted was a face in the crowd. The endless Virginian, the white Shenandoah, the light in the window is a long way from home. The long day is over, the mob stormed the bow. As you step out from the plaza, you're in God's country now. Thank you.
Is that the sun on the horizon? Or another deity that must be loved? I spend the day trying to hide from, then let it slip away upon a dream. Else's needs.
song is so fun. That's Gum Country, a band I'm very excited about with a record that's coming in June. The record's called Somewhere. That song was called Brain Song. Gum Country is the new project of one of the Courtneys. You guys know the Courtneys? A lot of you Vancouver folks probably do. But this is, I don't know which Courtney off the top of my head. I apologize. But this record is awesome. It's so like, it's just so effortlessly cool. There's so much great, like, monophonic synthesizer work, like, in that song. Reminds me a lot of the Breeders. I think two or three singles out now, but the full record's coming in June, so hang in there for that. Up next, another local band. One of my favorite local bands. They're called Real Ponchos. They are the authors of our listening party theme song. So you hear them at the beginning and the end of every show that I do, but they have just released a new single called Hana Shingyo. And this song is based on a Zen Buddhist chant, which I will attempt at saying now, Maka Hanaya Haramita Shingyo, which translates to Heart of the Great Perfect Wisdom Sutra. Something like that, and they've turned it into a jam, and they're donating all the proceeds of the single to the Mountain Rain Zen community, and I love it. It's fun, so have a listen, and if you got a buck to spare, you know, it's going to a good cause.
chingyo, maka hanya hara, nita chingyo.
that's it for this week's show. That last tune you heard was Bonnie Light Horseman. The song's called The Roving. Album's called Bonnie Light Horseman as well. Wonderful album. It's just really great contemporary, you know, Americana folk. Really, really great. Great songs on that record. Great production. I love her voice. I can't remember her name off the top of my head. But wow, what a voice. So like sharp and direct and just clear and powerful. Before that, you heard The Real Ponchos, who with their new single, which is a funky name, Hanashingyo, all in Japanese. Very cool. And they are, as I said, the authors of our theme song, Stranger Days, which you are hearing right now. Anyways, folks, I am out of here. I'm going to keep going through the music submissions and adding new music to the station. And thank you for listening. Thank you for staying connected to CITR. Remember, tonight in 1 hour, yeah, at 6 o'clock, Devours is taking over our Instagram page for a bite-sized session. So tune in and hang out with Devours. And I will see you next week. Stay healthy. Thanks for listening.